I've often discussed the fact that the defining quality of a narcissist is the lack of empathy. Not only is this the one quality shared by all toxic narcissists, but it's also the tipping point into the toxic side of narcissism. The fact is that narcissists cannot put themselves into your shoes. They cannot understand any type of pain that you feel because they're not capable of it on an emotional level. But this explanation isn't quite thorough enough because it leaves so many of us wondering, but what about all those times they did seem to be empathetic? How is that possible? For example, if your ex is a narcissist, they probably seemed fully aware of your feelings when you first started dating. After all, they very clearly knew what you liked. They made sure to give you what you liked. They made sure to give you what you wanted. They did their best to steer clear of what they knew you didn't like or want. This is one of those things that made you feel like you finally found your soulmate, at least at first. So I know what you're thinking. If narcissists are not empathetic, then how could they ever act like they are? Isn't this how empathy works? To be aware of and to choose your actions based on someone else's feelings, or at least the understanding of those feelings? Well, yes and no. Before we get into how narcissists are able to show empathy when it's convenient for them, it's really important to understand what real empathy is. So let me define it for you. My shorthand definition of empathy is that it is the ability to feel and care about how other people feel and to act from that perspective. To be a little more clear, real empathy is the ability to sense, understand, and feel the emotions of someone else, even if you haven't had an identical experience. It means being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes. You can feel what they're feeling, even if you can't relate to exactly what they're going through, because you can sort of imagine how they must feel. You feel compassion for them, and you care about their feelings, and because of this, you act accordingly. What is false empathy then? Well, false empathy is sadly used as a manipulation tactic by narcissists when they want something from you. Since you value connection and empathy, as most non-narcissists do, the narcissist knows it will help them get what they want from you, so they pretend to care how you feel. See, when it comes to narcissists, they are unable to feel emotional and compassionate empathy. But at the same time, they're well aware of the fact that other people value empathy, and because of that, they might demonstrate false empathy. Wait, what? Yeah, this is why it's so confusing and so difficult to detect a narcissist early in a relationship. Let's talk about the narcissist's sort of empathy deficit, shall we? Here's the thing. When we say narcissists have no empathy, we don't necessarily mean that they're not capable of figuring out how you feel. What we mean is that narcissists don't feel empathy in the same way as most people do. They have no compassion, no remorse, and they don't feel regret unless they regret a choice they made because it negatively affected them in some way. To put it more specifically, when someone feels compassion, it means they are sympathetic towards someone else's situation, and they can feel sort of compelled to help that person fix whatever was wrong, or to at least not make anything more difficult for that person. When someone feels remorse, it means that they feel really guilty about something that they did that they see is wrong. And when someone feels regret, it means they recognize that they made a choice or took an action that led to a negative consequence, and they wish they hadn't done it, or even that they could go back and change what they did. So in other words, the narcissist is capable of understanding exactly what you think or feel on a cognitive level, but not an emotional one. They can think about what someone else is feeling, but it doesn't affect their emotional state directly, nor does it play a part in how they treat the other person. The exception is when the narcissist thinks someone feels negatively about them. This situation will make them feel angry, offended, and generally upset, and that usually manifests itself in narcissistic rage and narcissistic injury. The truth is that while narcissists find it very easy to learn the motions on how to appear empathetic, they're usually just imitating what they've seen others doing, and that is exactly when they're using false empathy. Let's talk about the different types of empathy, because a lot of people don't realize that there are different types of empathy, as defined by psychologists, including cognitive, emotional, and compassionate empathy. And what is even more perplexing for a lot of us is that it is totally possible to demonstrate one or more of these types of empathy without actually caring on an emotional level what someone else is feeling or going through. Cognitive empathy, as defined by psychologist Daniel Goleman in his 1995 book, Emotional Intelligence, is simply knowing how the other person feels and what they might be thinking. He adds that cognitive empathy is also sometimes called perspective taking. In other words, it means being aware on an intellectual level of someone's emotions and probably their thoughts or their likely thoughts about any given topic or situation. It's like understanding that a coworker is sad their grandma died, but since you didn't personally know her, you might not feel very sad about it yourself. Of course, you tell them you're sorry for their loss and you offer to help them keep up on their workload while they're attending an out-of-town funeral or whatever, but you don't necessarily go home and cry about it yourself. yourself. Narcissists will use this type of empathy as a way to manipulate you in the same way that a used car dealer might try to get you to buy an overpriced, underperforming vehicle. The salesperson doesn't really give a poop about the fact that you've got kids or that your budget is stretched. They're more concerned about moving inventory and getting paid. Yet on an intellectual level, they can certainly read you well enough to understand your thought process and what you're looking for in a vehicle. And they can gather that you're emotionally tied to this decision in some way, whether it's due to a desire for a safe, dependable vehicle or a desire for a pretty stylish vehicle or maybe one that's extra super fast and powerful. Now, if they don't have something in stock that fits your needs perfectly, the ethical thing to do would be to say that and possibly recommend another car lot. But they have the goal of moving their own inventory and making money. So they'll do whatever they need to do to make something they have work for you. And while the car they ultimately talk you into buying may or may not be right for you, they will use this understanding of what you want to make it seem like exactly what you need. Sure, maybe it'll cost more than you can afford, or hey, maybe it'll have 300,000 miles on it or whatever, but these things aren't a concern for the salesperson. They just want to sell you a dang car so they can go out to lunch or buy that boat they've had their eye on, or whatever. This is a great example of how a narcissist, while they have the ability to see things from your perspective, will always act in a way where they will benefit the most. In other words, they use cognitive empathy to get what they want by understanding what is important to you, no matter what your perspective happens to be. In fact, Daniel Goleman also notes in his book that this kind of empathy is used by people who use torture tactics. It allows them to understand what makes a person tick without feeling any sympathy toward them. So clearly, narcissists can and will use cognitive empathy to get what they want. But it doesn't mean they can feel anything. You feel me? A twist on cognitive empathy is agenda-driven empathy. See, when the narcissist is getting what they want from you, they will pretend to know that you are making sacrifices for them, for example. And they think by acknowledging that, they could convince you to be a little more willing to give up what you want for them. So, for example, let's say you're excited about your upcoming friend's night out. You're going to see a movie you've been dying to see and then go out for dinner with your friends. But at the last minute, the narcissist you work with asks you to fill in for them on the same evening, even though they are well aware that you wanted to go on this friend's night out. They will say things like, oh, I know you were looking forward to this, but if you do me this favor, I will just be so forever grateful for you. Well, how could you turn that down, right? Let's talk about emotional empathy. Emotional empathy is the type of empathy that most of us think of when we call ourselves empaths. It means that you can sense and in some ways actually feel what other people around you are feeling, even when they're a stranger. For example, if you watch someone on television stub their toe or get kicked in the shins or other body parts, you kind of feel it along with them, don't you? It's the same thing that makes us cry at movies, and it's what makes us feel sad when someone we love is sad. It's sort of like the feelings of other people become almost contagious to you. This can be seen in humans as early as 2 months old, when a baby will smile back at their mother, smiling at them. Or when the baby will cry, hearing another baby cry. Narcissists, though, they don't feel emotional empathy. However, they might feel a sort of shallow empathy, which is when the narcissist shows a certain degree of softness for you. This happens most often early in the relationship during the love bombing phase, and even then, if you look hard enough, you'll see that they continue to show their true colors elsewhere, like with other people. And of course, they will eventually show them to you as well, as you probably know by now. Kind of like a doctor with an amazing bedside manner, but who's a total jerk to his wife and kids? Same deal. Let's talk about compassionate empathy. This is exactly what it sounds like. Being aware of and feeling for a person's situation and feeling moved to do something to help. It means keeping your head on straight, but also caring about that person's feelings. It doesn't necessarily involve being overly emotional, though you might be driven by emotion. And it doesn't necessarily involve being overly analytical or intellectual, but you might use your intellect to help them solve the problem. Really, it just simply means that you understand what someone is experiencing and you might help them take action to resolve the issue if you can. Narcissists don't generally have compassionate empathy, but they can be really good at faking it when it helps them get what they want from you. Sound familiar? Now, what is the deal with narcissists and empaths? How is it that we tend to end up with narcissists so often when we're empaths? Well, I'm going to attach a bit of a previous video for you right here to show you exactly why narcissists are so attracted to empaths and vice versa. It'll be really quick. Take a look. So why do empaths and narcissists tend to feel an almost magnetic pull from one to the other? They are obviously very different types of people, complete polar opposites in most cases. We have a lot of theories, but at the heart of it, where the narcissist is lacking, we have strength, and where they sometimes have strength, we empaths sometimes lack it. So the first thing I think is important to remember here is that while we as empaths are often targets for narcissists, it doesn't mean that we're powerless. Knowing who we are and knowing what we need is going to make it a lot easier for us to draw the line between a first date with a charmer and the relationship from hell, if we're careful. So if you find yourself in a toxic relationship, you already know that the best solution is to leave, because it's not really your job to fix anybody else, okay? You have to take care of yourself at this point and any children you may or may not have. So the first thing is that the narcissist will often create a certain sense of comfort, believe it or not, for the empath. Now, how does that work and why does that happen? The empath feels a really strong connection to the narcissist, even if the narcissist doesn't do anything to let the empath know that they're on track with their feelings. Part of that is because the empath loves to love. You know, that's who we are. We love to love people. We like to make people feel better, feel whole. We want to make people feel like they're decent people worthy of our attention. The problem, of course, with that is that the narcissist is increasingly controlling. The more love and care you show for a narcissist, the more they're going to try to control you in the process, believe it or not. So the narcissist will make the empath feel like everything is going great because the narcissist is constantly looking for validation from the empath. And the empath, of course, is happy to give it. So they'll say things like, oh, do you love me? Do you really love me? And of course, inevitably, if you're watching, you'll notice that the narcissist loves to turn the conversation around right back to him or herself. And that puts the empath in a position that we're very comfortable and familiar with, talking about someone else. Now, if you're interested in learning more about how the narcissist's mind works, check out the playlist I'm going to leave for you right here and in the pinned comment below. What do you think? Can you relate to all this stuff? This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you experienced a narcissist who used false empathy? And what was that like? And when did you recognize that was happening? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below. And let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.